So, Chaticha Nasa Neveli Rabosai, we know, we had in the Tosas and Avkufa Manalef a whole discussion. Perhaps you don't say Chaticha Nasa Neveli with respect to an Isser, which is not the Tam, it's only B'mashu. At first glance, this is a study in theoretics, Hilchos Ala Meshicha. Because we Paskin, according to the Rov Paskin, that Min B'mino is not B'mashu. This whole pilpul is B'mashu. We Paskin, it's not B'mashu. The answer is, there are things that we do believe are B'mashu. One of them is something called Dovash Yesh L'matirin. That we'll get to next month. I feel of Elef Lo Botel. There's a pilpul, Dovash Yesh L'matirin, Elef Lo Botel. You say, Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Do you or don't you? So, there are reasons to be Mekel. Primigodim is Mekel. Why? It's not comparable to Basa B'cholov, because Basa B'cholov is no concept of Dovash Yesh L'matirin. And this is a beautiful kula, but as you recall last week, the Megillah Sefer was unhappy with this kula. Why? Because the Prima Gadim is embracing the Ran. We don't pass like the Ran, he said. Why? Because the Ran, if you put everything together, denies Einan Esser. He says a Beferish. Whereas we accept Einan Esser. This is sort of a little chazar for what we have been doing, but you know what? Let's look at the Ran inside, because we didn't see it. We have to see the Ran inside again. Rabosai. Take a look. From the beginning, let's start the beginning page of the Ran. Not every, the very first line. But it's always good, the things inside. The Chaz over and over and over and over again. Okay. Now, I'd like to show you, those who have my print, it's page Kuf Chavav, first page, column 2, line 2. Those who have the originals, it's Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay, I would say about halfway down that big paragraph. Chen Mashi Viyu Raiman Atzli, Nirli Dekeva Nechaticha Atzmanasas Nevela Mibosa Bechov Lamadnu, Kimo Shafar Shafonenu. Ein Orim Kein Ela Dumit the Basa Bechalov Derech Bishul. Sort of says we got in practice. It's sort of redundant. Then the Basa Bechalov Klipa Men HaTorah. The Derech Bishul Asra Torah. This is the famous Ran. First question of the last Bechina. Oops. Somebody didn't take it yet. Oops. That the Ran holds there's no Basa Bechalov by Tzli B'daraisa. As you see over here. So it's not Dumit, it's Tzli. Okay. Fine. This is the important Ran, that critical line in the Ran. It says there's no Dumi de Basa B'cholav. Dumi de Basa B'cholav, Rabosai, leads to a whole series of discussions of how far do you go with this principle and what other principles perhaps you may deny. Right? Look on the previous column. The previous column, he says as follows. It's a paragraph Vaha. In our edition, for those who the old editions go up a few lines, the Tirtz of Bezeh, seventh line of Vaha, Tafila Mandama Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, and Oselas B'Mokam Shayisa Atzmi Yochel Espashit, etc. Tishchol Mokam Shayisa Vaheta Mispashit and Yachal Chashvin and Av Tweid as Aheta, can play as Isa. Kei Meshum Es Arvim, Av Mokam Shayisa Yochel Yotze, and Aheta Levada Osa. Where do it sleep? Let the Netila answer the Netila, add in for night. That's what Ben Yitzchok. And he says, Avol, the last paragraph, no, it's wrong. Came in the Kaimla, the Chatich Asanas, the Vela, Efshel the Softo, Osir, Koloma, Shafilu, Ihoya Efshel the Isil, she is Soche, Piotr Mechatich Azu, Afilochi, Chatich Asur, the Rav Hochi, Srile, Moshe is Boer. Came in Shekane. That's exactly what it means. It's intrinsic Issa. So he thinks Ena Nasser is incorrect. This is the famous Ran. First page. Says the Megillah Sefer, you prima godim! How dare you say that there's no Chanam Adav Hesham Atikah to the Ran? We don't pass like the Ran. We pass in Ena Nasser. So therefore, that's his tie against his prima godim, if you recall correct. Fine. We discussed, if you recall, the idea of Trei Mashu. And Trei Mashu, why do we say that it doesn't exist? That's the base of the Sugya Nafkuf. So the simple pshat was that if only a mashal goes in, nothing comes out. Nothing comes out. However, we had suggested that not nothing comes out, something comes out. I mean, something comes out. Whatever comes out is so weak, it's cholush, v'kolush, and therefore, since almost nothing comes out, it's so weak, it cannot aser in turn. The reason they say that something comes out, because if nothing at all comes out, you have the Einan Nesar issue. Right? Don't we possibly we say Einan Nesar? So something else, something comes out, but it's very, very weak. For those who want to see some of these things in a very nice form, you'll find it in the Biurim of the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, in a Dibra Masel appropriately entitled Chaticha Nasis Nevela. We got to give them credit for a great title here. It starts on page Kufsam of Dalit, goes to page Kufsam of Vav. Quite a lengthy piece over here. It's quite lengthy, but it covers the material very nicely. And he says this is the Yisod, and he quotes the Lashon of the Mishmeres Habayis, as we have said earlier before. Something goes out, but it's too weak. Then the question Rabosa becomes as follows. This is very nice, this chat of Tremashal, I mean that nothing comes out. What about Lach Balach? That's what we left off. What about Lach Balach? Should it or shouldn't it apply in Lach Balach? Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Tosfos over here. Kuf Amud Beis on top. It's the Chazara for the third time. It's okay. We always have some chance to Chazar more, but it always will a little something new. This is one of the riots that have been brought to Rabbeinu Ephraim because a little bit wine falls into little yayinesa falls into a amount of wine and it's usher even b'mashu. That all falls into water, so the Gemara said it's mutter. How can that be? Must be because you don't say chanan b'shari sur. Top of Kufim and Beis, the last white line on top, it says Mir Yeshloma. Whoops! He says this svar, which the Prima Gemara said he didn't say, that we don't, we say Tre Mashu, Balach Balach as well. The problem, of course, becomes against the Prima Gemara, he forgot to turn the page. And also the question is, Misvara. If the pshat and the svar is, and once it gets in, not even a mashu comes out, that doesn't apply to liquids. So when it comes to liquids, we should say that that it does it is diffused uniformly. That's the problem. I thought hard about this, and I'm going to make an interesting suggestion. My suggestion is we keep reading the Tosfos. I told you this, so we can chop it up into small pieces. Now the next small piece. We're getting there. The next small piece. Let's read together the next small piece in Tosfos, Kufim and Beis. So again, the kasha so far, the Prima Gadim said that Tosfos did not apply the principle of Trei Mashu to Lach Balach, and they did so explicitly. Everyone's jumping on the Prima Gadim. What's going on over here? The answer is, be patient. Let's go further. Afal Gav, the Lo Domi, it's not exactly the same. Why? On that Kufam and Aleph, A bumps into B, and they wonder, does B asa C, D, E, F, and G, etc.? The answer is no, because A only gave a mashu into B. Didn't give this in this time. Fine. Abel hi atzma nestra b'mashu. B itself is us. The kevin shenestra asru la olam. Leman di amar kufches. Evshel esochto aser. Tosis assumes that if you squeeze it out, it doesn't help. Evshel esochto aser. That's what we just saw a discussion in the rant. Umikomakom yesh lomar tahu the shorim avodah zarah. I feel enough l'mayim l'sof. Yizbar evshel esochto mutter. For your matter kemokain chaticha atzmo. How do you like that? What did he say, the Holy Tosfos? What did he say? You know what he said? That the Gemara that Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted as a raya from a sechta of Avodah Zarah on Afnun Gimel, Ayin Gimel, that's no raya. That Gemara Shalok Halacha. That Gemara holds Ev Shalasok Tomutta. But I have seen at least one saw the line in the Gemara, Kufches, you saw it in the Ran. So we don't pass in that way. As you know, Efshel Sochto and Hanan are either identical twins or fraternal twins. They're very related to each other. And therefore, the Gemara Shalok Ilchasa. Therefore, Rabbi Natan is no, don't bother with that Gemara. Gemara Shalok Halacha. But for the Halacha, we would say, Rabosai, Chaticha Nas and Nevela, Fishari Surin. And there's no counteract from the Gemara Shalok Halacha. Adka. So what occurred to me is, wait a minute. What did Prima Gadim say? Prima Gadim's discussion, if you recall correctly, it was in the Shita of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is one of the Mechadish and Chiddish, Trema Shalom Arena. Right? So within Rabbi Natan, the Prima Gadim makes this bold statement. When it comes to Lach Balach, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to Lach Balach, Trema Shalom Arena would not be said. I but Tosfos said it beferish. No. Tosfos said it shot in the Gemara. The maskana Rabbi Natan is a Gemara Shalok Halacha. So La Halacha La Maisa, this svara would not be appropriate. That's my pshat in Prima Gadim. I repeat, Prima Gadim said Tosas never said the svara of Treimashu by Lach Balach, but they did. The answer is they did according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's his right from Ayin Gimel and Avodah Zarah. But they say at the end, what do they say at the end? The other way around, they say that Gemara Shalok Halacha. So Gemara Shalok Halacha, they deny Chanan completely. So there's no problem of issues of Trey Mashu. It doesn't even come into a discussion. But Rabbi Natamos Trey Mashu will say that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Gimel Shalok Halacha. Okay? And therefore, the Svar which Tos said before is Shalok Halacha. And according to that Halacha, Tos never said it. That's what I'm suggesting. Chapter 3
Yes, sir. The issue is
That is an issue which that's a personality issue. The idea of Yochanan is according to some other man. We find these roots in technical answers elsewhere. I don't. You're right. It's a good question, but that's not a kash on me. It's kash on Tosis.
No,
right?
Meaning because if you're going to say that, meaning we do pass in that gemara because that gemara is the sheet that holds Efshel Sochto
Zaser. Tosis is no. Tosis suggests goes Efshel. You have a kash, but Tosis says it. I'm holding on to Tosis. That's fine. Yes, sir.
Is the case of
Trey
Mashu with Lach Balach completely comparable to Efshel Sochto? To draw that conclusion or not?
Could be.
Because the way we're making this work is that by the fact it says Efshel Sochto is really also, so that's.
So then we can suggest if Efshel Sochto in fact is Usher.
So
we have here, we go back to our old discussion, as we said before. That's my chiddush, I don't know if it's true or not. Rabosai, I want to give you another chazar. We had a concept about ein mechametz achar mechametz. And the question is that a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim? Tosfos stopped short. They only called ein meduma chozer medameya. They didn't discuss the second part, ein mechumetz chozer mechametz. So the question is, what will Rabbeinu Tam do with that? So, there are four separate answers to this question. The Ran we know. Not doing the Basel B'Cholov. Right? It's not the concept of Mechamed to Basel B'Cholov. The Basel has to give taste in Cholov. That's the Ran's answer. Okay? The Rajba said, it's Yavish B'Yavish. Frank the Ran, let's chazer this again. Back turn to the Ran on both sides. This is Thursday Shir. Let's do chazer again. Come on. Chazer again. Chazer again. We have over here on page Kuf Chav Tes in our print. I believe it's Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in the old print. Bottom of the first column by us. It says Tmura Yud Beis. I'll tell you find it. Tmura Yud Beis. And a meduma chosem medal fichesh, and a mechumetz chosem mechametz al fichesh. Tosla omitted that line. Okay, so the question becomes: isn't it right to Rabbeinu Ephraim? So the Ran says there are many answers to this question. Some say it's yavish b'yavish. That's part of a memory. Fret the Ran. What are you joking? Ain't a mechumetz. Next paragraph. Meduma fine, but mechumetz is lach balach. What are you talking about? That's all nivlo yafa. What are you talking about? What are the facts? How could this be? And you think these Yesh Mishomer are nobody? Huh. You know who said it? The Rashba. That's far from a nobody. He's the biggest somebody. The Rashba said it. I think the Ran is, usually the Ran, you know, is quotes names. He didn't want to quote them by name. He thought they were so wrong, they just made him anonymous, which is Chaval. But I think, that's my guess. The Rashba, quotes the Rashba in every line. He didn't want it to become too critical. It's against him. How can you say anything? It's ridiculous. Of course it's lach. So what's the pshat in this Rashba? So the answer is, as we spoke about in the Hagos Ashri, Rabbi Osai, it's treated like Yovesh B'Yovesh. Why? There's no Nesinas Tam. There's no Nesinas Tam. It's only what the Zeruah said. It's Reach. It's potency of fermentation. We saw it in Hagos Ashri, if you recall, last week. That's what it means. The Rashba was like that goes actually fine. Good. So that's a second teretz. A third teretz is it's mashu. Prima gada. Mashu, you don't say chanan. That's also based presumably upon the same idea of dumi debasu b'chalf. And of course, Rabbeinu Ephraim has the best answer. You don't say chanan b'shar isur. Narabosai. The only answer that's going to work la'alacha, according to our previous presentation, is the teretz which he thinks is ridiculous, which we thought is based on the Yad Yehuda. It's based on the Hagos Ashri. Because if you don't follow the Ran, knocks out two of them. If you don't follow Ben Ephraim, which the Ram does not, knocks out one. You don't left out of four teruts, you left with one. Okay? Just giving you a good chazara over the entire thing. Now, this is Rabosai so far. Now, we have the Raivit Shita. Who's the Raivit? He's the Acherim. The Acherim Tirtz. Again, he bashes them, so he doesn't call them by name. And if you're looking for the Raivit, and it's original, by the way, you won't find it in the Raivit and the Rambam, which is on the Maamar Kompas, but we didn't get there yet. It's in Tumim Deim, a separate work of the Rambam, of the Raivit Simon Zayin. That's what you'll find. The Rashba quotes it by name. The Rashba quotes it by name. He quotes it only with Acher. So the first Yesh Arum is the Rashba. Next Acher is the Raivit. He's like, Dorli, oh, the Marsh! There are no bigger people than this. Right? She'en Omim, Chanan. Again, I'm in paragraph Acher. Ela, Be'isu, Balua, Bechaticha. Fisha'en, Mamish, Isu, Ze, Yotze, Humasara, Bacheris. Fisha'en, Omu, Shite, Chaticha, Zun, Kinevel. Abu Bedrom, Hamis, Arvin, Vinivlol, and Beshove, Ein Omim, Kane. No good. What's he saying over here? Lach b'lach, Rabosai. You don't apply the din of Chanan. This is the Raivit. Now you recall the Prima Gadim had a fancy pshat in this Raivit. He said it's a question of Tarta de Sasri. What is Tarta de Sasri? If liquid goes into a salad, we have to pass in the salad is inedible. So then to say that it's not completely also would be a Tarta de Sasri, not in Balabatish of terms of the Urayim, in Lumdish of terms. In Lumdish of terms, either it's also or it's Mutter. We have to consider the whole thing to be also. Now, when it comes to Alach, there is no Chaticha. It's just, everything's sort of mixed in together. Nisarim v'nivlol and b'shove, there's no Balua. Nisarim v'nivlol and b'shove, so therefore the principle of Chanan does not apply. There's no Tarta de Sasri over here, presumably. When you diffuse it and become 1%, move from 2% to 1%. So everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. No problem. Everything is mutter. Says the Ran wrong. End of that paragraph. After Rezena Mechumer. The Shmait and Muchod afil lach b'lach arminin bechanan. Cholav amai shori, cholav nevelahu. The answer is Rebosai. What's the answer? What's the answer? That's talking about what? Bosa b'cholav. Basa B'chalav is a different story. That's a simple pshat. Basa B'chalav. Those of us who have the new edition, Rabosai, of the Ran, which I think most of you have, is a little asterisk. Asterisks tell you to look in the back. Let's take a look and they're by page numbers. Look in the back. We're almost at the end of the Ran, and only with another 12 pages to the end of the Sefer Chulin. So it's a few pages. You point to page Kuf Nun Aleph. Bottom of the third column. Lo hevanti kushyoso. Inu hachikama. Balach, balach, shalokibel tam, zemi, zeb, itzone. That's how the Rashmi drew it. That's pshat in sheet as ha raibi. It's only cold and cold, and not hot and hot. Now, the raibi didn't say that beferish. The raibi didn't say that beferish. Rabosai, the Ran himself, if you recall, the Ran on page Kuf Lamed, Abel Ha'ikar, Prakal Abel Ha'ikar, says that it's comparable to Bosa B'cholov, has a Mizbashim. Mizbashim. So Mechumetz is not Bishul. Goes back to his old tricks. It's not hot. But had it been hot and hot, according to the Ran, it would be a problem of what? Of Chanan. According to the Ravid, even if it's hot, Bipshuto, there's no Chanan. Not the way the Rashmi Dubrovitz in the back understands the Ravid. Now, what are the facts about this one? I'm asking you a question. If two hot things get mixed in together, we discussed this a little bit last week, are they just a mixture, or is one absorbed the nivla in the other? I mentioned this point to you last week, if you recall. Well, we had a vote. Election day coming up. We're both saying, who votes? You have hot... Let's say a person has hot tea essence. Oh, today's Shabbos Sheni Shel Goyos. I'm looking around. Shabbos Sheni Shel Goyos. So yesterday and the real Shabbos, some people have a hot tea essence and they mix it with hot water, whatever to make tea on Shabbos. I'm asking a Shaila, what's pshat? Is it mixed with each other? The same as I have chocolate syrup mixed in my cold milk, just mixed and not swallowed in one another? Oh no, it's hot. Ah, are you kidding? It's swallowed in one another. That's just mixed. Okay, who votes for both sides? If they're both hot, it's considered to be just a plain mixture. Same as chocolate milk and milk. Sure. Who votes that if it's really, really hot, both of them, it's more than just a mixture. It's actually swallowed one another. It's two votes. Two against one. So Rabbi said, most people have abstained. You're so smart to abstain, Rabbi said. You're so, so smart. Because, you know, when you're quiet, you always win. Here in the holy work of the Rav Chaim Cohen Shlita, you appreciate his godless more and more every day. If you look at his svarim, such a godel b'tor, he sits in his house in Flatbush and he writes svarim. I mean, he's a classic svarim written by someone who you and I know. You know, one day they're gonna say, you met Rav Chaim Cohen, like they say, with the Chavetz Chaim. What? Yeah, you know, hard to put people on such madrigas, you know, but still, this is a classic sefer, a classic. He just writes svarim. You can go to. You can see him. He's still writing. He wrote it. First was on Nida, then on Basa B'cholov, and on Taruvis. He has an Avelis, two volumes. What do you think? He has other things. I don't remember what he has. He just writes on Yoreh Deh. He's like Mamish, like classical works, like Mishnah Berurahs. He discusses this over here on both sides. And he says something very, very interesting. He thinks this fight that most of you were silent about, he says he thinks it's a dispute amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim. Gedolei HaRishonim, this is in Siyunim Kuf Mem Vav. He says the Machlokes Rishonim Mesh Bliya Balach Balach Cham. Okay? Is there or isn't there? And before I go any further, the Ravid, what did the Ravid say? The name Ravid is important. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid said, help me, chaz with me. The Ravid said, the what? Lach Balach what? You don't say Chanan, even if it's hot. And the question becomes, why? So there are those who claim the way some understand it, it's not considered to be a Balua, it's only a Taruvus. Rabosai, it doesn't seem to be that way. Why so? We do a Raivet Akasha in the Sech Techulin on the Kuf Yud Bezim and Aleph. Not a Homer Sefer, that's the issue. My father knows the Homer Sefer. Most of us don't know the Homer Sefer. He calls the Kasha of a Ravid and the Sugan Kufi Hiksha Ravid. The one to look up later in this edition of the Rashi's column Tarnav. A whole story about blood coming out of liver, going into bread, back and forth and back and forth. This is Kasha, and the Rashi doesn't like what the Ravid says, and the Rashi gives his own terms. His answer is as follows. Look what he says. The lach v'lach v'lo bali mehadadi klal ela bilbule mevalbali. The Rashba says that even if it's hot, presumably, there is no blia of two liquids. The chirame beit regal the milcha. Right? So then it removes everything. Because of the Rambanza. So the Rashba and the Ramban say, Rabosai, the liquid and liquid is never considered to be absorbed, it's only considered to be mixed. But argues that Fivel Cohen, the Rabbi by asking the Kasha, didn't give their teretz. Apparently he holds, no, it's not just that it's mixed, it's actually swallowed one into the other. So the question of the Kav, it's swallowed one into the other, we go back to the beginning. So why don't you say Hanan, Balach, Balach? The answer is like the Prima Garden Svar, different Svar. There's no tie to the Sasri, Rabosai. There's no tie to the Sasri. So this is the Yisod which we said before. No tie to the Sasri. There's no object that we can point to and say, this object is going to be labeled as an Isser, so there's no way we can do anything but less than require 60 times its full volume. This is the Yisod, Rabosai, which I wanted to show you. And these are complicated Yisodes. Complicated. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. I say the following shaila, Rabosai. Following shaila. This shita, which we just espoused before, is quoted from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef understood that lach b'lach is only a mixture and not a blia. He has backing in the Ramban and the Rashba. I don't think it's shot in the right. Oh. Nafkamina, again, we said before, if it's hot, according to the Raiva, we assumed it would be mutter. According to the other poskim, may say that it's mutter for another reason. It can, because they might consider hot to be not a blia, just a tarumas. It's a machlokas again. What about the following shaila? Interesting. Have you ever think of this one? I have a liquid falling into a salad. A chanan for sure. Then, you know what we do? We liquefy the whole thing. We liquefy. Can you do it these days? They have these, you know, they carrots and they make it into juice, you know, they, right? You can, whatever it is, a piece of meat, whatever it may be, you liquefy. Nimocha, you liquefy. I'm sure today you can do anything. So, you liquefy. What's the din in this kind of a case? See, right over here, there's a body of shulchan. What if it's liquefied? Listen carefully. Hecha de bola chaticha de tera eze yisur. Chanan, a salad. Vachakach nimocha chaticha de yos kamashke. It's liquefied. Yesh shekosa. Shechosa dino lalach polach. Lom brinabe, chanan vimokam hefzim godl. Who said so? Kuf nadalid. Shuvas tzemach tzedek. Harbei poskim say no. To misha nasik and avela, ain't any terrors are they michuya. You require 60 connected kula, v'nira lahachmir kidid ram. Okay, interesting shayla. What would you say? I would have thought, upon that arrive it really should be mutter. Right? But everything is liquid now. There's no solid. There's no tie to the sasri anymore. Yeah.
But if it was already nasa and avela as a solid, then what does it matter to return to?
Yeah, good question. You can say two ways, but you could also say it's right now. There's no longer a tie to the sasri. Look at he has an interesting footnote. Rabosai, kuf nun vav. He wants to bring a raya that it stays us. Why? The imlokein, if the semach tzedek is right, this is labavish rebbe. If those who have labavish sympathies, we have to defend the semach tzedek. Even, you know, I'm not discussing parts that we're not so sympathetic with, but we're sympathies in general. So you have to try to defend the Tzemach Tzedek for the Gedolei Adar. Yeah. B'kol chaticha shenasa nevela, neva shaloteser rakadera, ki apleta ayotas mimena, havelach balach. Whee! You imagine this? A gives taste into B. A is solid, B is solid. A gives taste to another, and the scene is tam. We say chanan. Why? But when B goes into C, it's only the liquids coming out. That's lach. So what are you saying chanan? So the answer is, what's chanan? Always chanan. Then he says, Ela tochet the mishanas and nevela, as Max said. Sula pocha deshechos achach lios lach. Psh. Mechamet to you, yeah? I think it's two words. V'yesh lidchos. If you please write him a letter, I'll call him up. I have his phone number, but he doesn't give it out. But you can write him a letter. Rabbi, what do you mean v'yesh lidchos? Here's a rabbi living in the 21st century, although this is written in 1990, it's 22 years old, but in the late 20th century, you can't include a 40 ink. Tell us, Rabbeinu, what do you mean v'yesh lidchos? Who wants to venture a guess what Hagoyin Rav Cohen means to Yesh Litzchos? Who wants a guess? Yeah. No. I think he means it's a tie to the Satsri with the other item which does exist. In other words, the only time we say to Svara that it, the Issa disappears is if everything is liquefied. The Issa is liquefied. The whole thing, the whole kaboodle is all liquefied. But the case he's giving over here, the original Issa is not liquefied. It's still there. Just that it gives taste through Leah, Plata, into item number C, A into B and B into C. But A and B are still there. There's going to be a tie to the Sastra. That's how I enter the H. Litzchos. I have to get to talk to Pusher, but since I haven't seen Rabbi, if I see him next time, I'll ask him, what did you mean 22 years ago when you wrote the H. Litzchos? Oh, I meant this. You know. Knowing him, he probably remembers exactly what he meant, but I don't remember from 22 seconds ago. You give me 22 minutes. Give you the world. It's 22 years ago. So Rabosai, Chazal told us she had shook of 22 years. You know, like Yosef and Yaakov, Yitzchak, that 22 years. You still remember Egla Rufa, right? So Rabosai said the same is 22 years old. It's a classic. Mamash a classic. And Rabosai, on this topic, Rabosai, let us see one more thing in the Mordechai Tartzaz. And now we're ready to open the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't opened it yet. Please turn to the Mordechai Tartzaz, who says something. It's not completely clear what he meant. Did he mean what we've just been saying, or maybe something different? Rabosai, this is, we're coming to the end of the Chazar. So we're always basically just from Chazar. This Chazar from Thursday. Tartzaz. It's page Chav Gimel, Rabosai, in our print. Okay, everybody with me so far? Tov Reish Sadi Zayin. Okay? See what it says. The topic, of course, is Hanan. Alright? This is false. Venerally, the last 10 lines here. The Vale Bechol Sharisurin Nehemar Chaticha Atzma Asna Vela, like a Benetam against a Benetam Ephraim. Vedaka Bechaticha Atzma Mitam Chashibus Achaticha, the Easter Niker Umuvdolu Nasas Nevela Venesu Levada. Ki Eich Yitzdarev Shom Heter Eleo, Shem Heter Eleo, Levada Lo Easter Abaluavo, Lefiha Ro Seres Kulan, Tzorcha de Levata Kola Chaticha, Im Ein Real Escarbet Odova Beshem Binyan. Aber bei der Belach Rotev und Truma Bechulin V'yayin B'mayin D'akom O Rotev B'rotev, which is this the case, V'ein O Yisur Nikar V'nivdal V'ein Kan Chashivus Yisur Mis'arev Heter Hasheni Yimarishin V'lo Shayach Klal L'meymar Chaticha Asen Asen Devel L'Asas HaKol Yisur L'Atzuch Shishim Im Kol HaTarovis. What did he mean? Mordechai. It's on the Makaris. What did he mean? So some interpret means like the Ravid. Balach balach. There's no tie to the Sasre. Who said so, boss? Let's open up to the Mishpatzel Zov Tezvov. As we saw already. This is again, we're still chazering. Mishpat Zov Tezvov, you saw on Thursday. Come on, Simon Sadi Basin, Kohen Tezvov. Rabosai, open up. Open up. Mishpat Zov Tezvov. J. quotes the Mordechai at some length. It's about it's about halfway through Tezvav, approximately. He says as follows: Chaticha nikeres umuvdeles, and he throws in, "En atam nitzchet mimenu legamrei, en agola biochlin." We saw that phrase on Thursday. No agola biochlin. You can't kasher a food. Ken vaday tzarach shishin neged kol chaticha. Kim lav osur hakol. But after yeshtei chaticha shal hetter negda. The Shavir Abban of Chaticha the Nevela. Lach Balach, the Me'ure Voiser Arishan Yafet, Gamim Heter Achron, Chosele Hatiro Bishari Surin, Lobe Basa Becholef. That's the answer we just gave before to Shitas Arrive at the Ranz Kash. Vizeh Borur. Vizeh Borur. What's Borur? That the Mordechai means the Pshah we gave in the Arrive, and he said before Pshah in the Arrive, Tarti the Sastra. That phrase Rabosai. You see, in my edition of the Prima Godim, Tezvav, tell me if you have the same thing as me. Tell me if you have it. Line 4. In the Arashba Ba'oruch, the Ran Sofer Kolabosar, B'Shem Arrivit. The Ran never quoted the Arrivit. I was looking over for the Arrivit. The Ran never used the word Arrivit. It took me a while to realize that it means the Acherim. The Acherim was the Arrivit, the Yeshom was the Rashba, and if I B'Shem Kvodom, he mentioned it by name. Do you have that? Do you have any Makoros in your sefer, in your edition, in the green book? Just says, arrive, it doesn't say where. Mine says, Trim Dame Simon Zai. It was on my desk last week. I took it out from the downstairs in Beis Mevish. Look it up. Chilku. Tim Nivla Yisra Bechaticha Tzor L'Sharach Kacha Neged Kula. They need to make Chaticha Zu. V'cheinu B'Mordechai. He thinks Mordechai is the same thing. And he says, Pshat like this. Chaticha Devar Ebi Yisro Medes Af L'Man Dama. Ein Omer Chaticha Asna Asna Veil B'Shar Yisurin. Why? And a gol of yochel. Im kain shum lasa the basa b'chol of gozer v'yamru sorach shishim neged kol achaticha lo levi tarti de sasron. That's his own phrase. The rabbi didn't say that. The chaticha neshara b'isura v'atav shel yeh mutter. It's a lumdish of tarti de sasron, not balabat. Okay. Balach balach and all becomes permissible. This is what it's important to chazer these concepts again and again and again. So is he saying the same exact thing? However, Rabosai. However, you'll take a look, Rabosai, in the Rekiva Eger on the Shach Yudalit. The Shach Yudalit, Rabosai, what's Pshat and Lach Balach? He quotes the Mordechai again. That's the most commonly quoted thing. Chatikas Issa, Nika, Muvdo, Chashivas, all the key phrases. The Mashal quotes it from the Mordechai verbatim. Comes the Rekiva Eger, this one you all have. Mitam Chashivas, he tells you, he gives away the source. Shach didn't give it away, quoted only the Marshal. Ken Kosev a Mordechai. The Midrash says, Tarzaz. Ulefizeh, look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Afen Nisrasik Achaticha Venimocha, Mikola Gamsar Shishim Negat Kula, the Kvarnas is Nevela, Peshas Ablia, Du Choshuv, like of Chashivas. But here it is Choshuv. But the Rajba explains why. The Bechaticha, that's the right to be called. Sorry, Max. So he says, like the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadosh, it's Lubavitcher. Lubavitcher Rebbe is right. According to Shitas HaRaivit in the Rashba. But according to the Mordechai, he's wrong, because that's Chashivas, as you said. Very ridiculous. The Kivegi makes enough communis between these two. It doesn't assume that they're saying exactly the same thing. Now, it's interesting that the Halaga Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan, in his first comment on this Ramah, I think it's for, well, almost, let's see, Yesh Omer. No. It's Yesh Omer that you don't say Balach Balach Chanan. Next is the reason of the Rashba, and then, okay, and the Ran name of the Ravid, fine, okay, that's his first reason he gives. Then he says the following fascinating Kiddush. Well, if he said Divrei HaRashba, watch this now, listen to this carefully, okay. He says the Ran explained the Pshat is why Mashatam or Isur Eino Niflam Anachaticha Elanisha Bali Olam. If the time is daily olam, this explains why we say chanan, which of course applies to solids and not to liquids. But he throws in a line which I don't agree with. Well, if he says the top line of Biurim page Kuf Ayin Beis, we have it inside. Who? And what have it inside? I see a Kalman's not here, so I need you to check up on me every time.
Kuf
Ayin Beis, the Biurim, the top line. With me?
Yeah,
that's right. Well, if he's there, Divi Arashba, you have it also?
Yeah.
Up Mishnayim Eidim. Hey, Lechor Rak Lashitas, the Batorah Sabayas, the Oruch. What? What do you say over there? The Chaticha Shabola, Yisr, Vishuv, Nizbash, Lashenis, Einatav, Yotzim, Yimel, Nizbash, and Vishuv, and Bechol Akdev. Okay. Abel, if he mashe, Vein, Nisham, and Torah Sabayas, HaKotzer, Da HaBela, Shalisa, Nizbash, and Vishuv, and Bechol Akdev. Kshemavash, Lashenis, Ain lo makatamzeh va'ayin. Rabbi Kol, what do you mean by va'ayin? 22 years ago, va'ayin. What do you mean by the word va'ayin? I think the va'ayin tells you that it's really wrong. You know why it's wrong? Because even though there's no tam, but there's a mashu left. And as long as the mashu left, then what? The original chaticha remains osur. And as long as the chaticha remains osur, the tam that it says, the prima gadim said. So I don't accept these top few lines, and I hang myself on the va'ayin that he put at the end. Okay, just if you want to look it up later, you'll see what I'm driving at. I love this author. I love him personally. I love his works. Doesn't mean we can't make a once in a while a comment, but maybe, you know, not exactly the way he says. I'm sure every author wants that his work should be studied, that once in a while that someone should say, like, oh, you can say a little bit differently on this particular clue. Maybe he meant it himself when he said va'ayin. Okay? The word v'tam is not muchas. It's the chaticha that remains, but it's fine. Ad kan avos the chazara from Thursday shiur. Good. So narabosai. We have to discuss one more time in the Shulchan Aruch proper something which we paid very little attention to before, even though the post can make go wild on it, because it's a detail we've been trying to discuss fundamentals. It's a detail, but details are also critical. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Shulchan Aruch, back in Simen Sadi Beis, Rabosai, way back in Siv Beis. Way back in Siv Beis. Wait a minute. Let's go too soon. No. Siv Dal. Ramah, the beginning of Siv Dal. Sorry, the very beginning of Siv Dal, Ramah. V'yesh Omen. Sorry. Darminan b'chol ha'yisurin chaticha nasis nevela b'chein ha'minik poshin like Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Ephraim v'ein l'shanas. And now comes the Bosai, a series of lines in the Ramah that are so hard to understand because it doesn't follow any rishon. And let's just read it together and we're going to figure it out. Rabbeinu, everyone in, look inside. Rabbeinu, just hang in for a few lines together and you'll see what I mean. V'davka im ha'isur dovuk b'chatichas heter. Oh, sha'chaticha kula chutz l'rotev v'nofel ole ha'isur. In those cases, Rabbosai, you apply chanan b'shar isur. So far, so good. No problem. So those lines don't even count. Now it's not the hard lines. Now we're going to read from Avol, Rabbosai. From Avol until Yeshom. Okay? This is the Yeshem was Lach Malach, right? That we picked up before. But we're now going to do from the Avol to the Yeshem. The Ramah is like Tosfos Aran. We pick it up piecemeal. Right? We're going out of order, but we're doing everything in piecemeal. This is not such a long stretch from the Avol to the Yeshem. It's a few lines. Let's read it together. Avol im miktsa sachaticha tocha rotev. It's reminds us of what? What does it remind us of, Rebbe Osai? Who Mavol Kusun who? Rashi Neri. Ben Yisdavik Bo. Lo Amrina and Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Umitztayev kol akedera levata lo iser, ubikov agom yesh tahach milaser osa chaticha, because there b'shar isurim, but b'sa b'cholav af al pi she'en iser dovek umitzta chaticha chut tocha rotev, amin echanan. Who said this? You will not find a rishon on the globe, on the planet, who ever lived. Who said this? Who said so? The Shach Yud Gimel. Used an amazing word to define the Ramah. Ramah, can I tell you, since election day, who's good in civics? Remember, I learned civics when I was in high school. Who was known as the great compromiser? Nobody knows. I forgot. More than 22 years. More than 44 years. Henry Clay. Never heard of him? Never heard of him? Am I making things up? Did that person ever exist?
Yeah. Yes.
Before the Civil War, no?
Right.
He was known as the Great Compromise, if I recall. So the Havdal Elef Alfei Havdalos. The Ramah is the Great Compromiser. Look at the Shach, you give him. Harav Yichriya Kein Hakol Mitzvarasu Kein Pesher. Compromise. He quotes the Pasuk in, I think, Koheles. Umi Kechochem Yodea Pesher. Who can be so smart like the Ramah to make his own compromise? He just put things together. He wants a compromise. And he doesn't like the compromise. What is the Ramah's compromise? You know, if Mitzvah is Chutz Rotev, according to the Re, you're home free. Remember by the rhyme. Re is home free. Okay? Because half in and half out, according to the Re, is considered totally in. So what kind of Chanan? There's no Chanan, everything is totally in. Everything is already in. As if it's fell into the soup. No problem. So if the Re is right, we're mamash home free. What about Rashi? Heiliger Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh. You're going to ignore Rashi? So what's the Ramah's compromise? Ramah's compromise is as follows. When it comes to Shari Surin, where Rabbeinu Ephraim denies Chanan completely, so between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rashi together, we have a possibility to do business, Rabbi Sai. You put together a Rashi with Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's a compromiser. Yeah, it's like a sex thing. If, take that back. Put together the Re Rabbeinu Ephraim. Re and Rashi is afraid to be making. And Basa B'chol. When it comes to Shari Surim, so maybe the Re is right, and even if Rashi is right, maybe the Ephraim is right. So Svek Sveka, he is medical as far as the rest of the pot is concerned. What about the original Chaticha? What about the original Chaticha, Rabosai? The original Chaticha. What does he say? Read the Ramon side. Mitzvah Totoch. Yeah. You don't say Chanan in Shari Surim. But! Michom Yesh Lahachmir Lesser Osa Chaticha. Why? Why does he answer that particular chaticha? He doesn't understand. The shach, I don't have time to read inside. Number one is that we follow the Re. Most poskim, we have a whole slew of poskim. Even the Basa B'chol, they follow the Re. Fine. Even according to Rashi, we should say that if it's half in and half out, so it's not considered all the way in, Rav Osai, but you want to say Chanan? No, if you didn't mix it up, so what's in stays in, and what's out stays out, and never the twain shall meet, Rabosai. What's going on? Why is there a Ramah Machmir? He has a shock, a beautiful piece of textual analysis. Listen to what the shock says. At the beginning, Rabbi Osai, when the Ramah said, "V'davka me'isur davik bechaticha seter, o shechaticha kula chutz rotev," Rabbeinu Shalom, if it's all chutz rotev, how does it affect the rest of the pot? What must you say? A one-word answer. One word. What do you do afterwards? Near. You have to say. There's no other choice. So when he said at the beginning, if the chaticha is chutz rotev, he must have to a near. So to at the end, he means through near. Oh, he means through near. According to Rashi, you have a certain problem, and therefore he passes this compromise view. Goes on near. Otherwise, it's not near. Okay, Rabosai. Fine. The question becomes: why is he asking that chaticha? Beautiful pshat. The shach is a genius. He said pshat and Ramah was such a big chacham, Yodei HaPesha. What did we say before? Why is Ramah Mekel by Chanan Bishari Surim when it's half in and half out? He has two svaras to be Mekel. One the Re, one Rabbeinu Ephraim. With me? But if you recall correctly, the Mechaber says in Kuvav Sif Aleph, even if far Rabbeinu Ephraim, but the original piece remains also. Remember that? Feresh Rashba. The original piece remains Asur. Says the Shach, there are more way out of tricks. When it comes to the original piece, what will its status depend upon? The Machlokos, Rashi, and the Re. Let's say even if Rashi is right, we can rely on Rabbeinu Ephraim. No, you can't. Because the Mechaber and Kuvav said, and there are more things, that's Ikar, that the original piece remains also even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. You know, one opinion in the Mechaber is to be lenient. There are more things, that's a mistake. La halacha, we don't, it's not even a shittas, you know, to be starved to a spek sveka. This is what the Shabbalim shot in this Ramah. I gave it to you Baal Peh, Rabosai. Gave it to you Baal Peh. I'm just going to give you a little bit inside. A little bit. Just a little bit. Shach, you give me. I told you, if we say outside, look a little bit inside. Okay, a little bit inside. First, he quotes a whole slew of Gedolim who paskin like the recomplete. Finished. Neged kol ha-poskin, he calls it. Neged kol ha-poskin. A whole slew. Okay. He rattles off so many all at the ring. Fine. Then he adds. This is the second part of the Shaka Gimel. Vafilu l'Rashi. Shapirish. This is half in and half out. But still. Einas is nevela lesser acheres. Eladein niyur v'kisui. He said, here's his, look inside the second half of your Gimel and Shaka. Here's the textual analysis. V'nirim. The mashakos of Arav. The bebosa b'chol of Afilu ha-miktos ha-toch erote. Chatzich ha-nas ha-nevela. Hainu. V'shanir ha-chakach. Ad-shanichlasa ha-kula toch erote. U'la-fuki. Tlonema de miyad b'tchila m'starv kol ha-kadera. Levat l'hol of miktos ha-toch erote. As it resets. And it was repassed in Mishari Surah. How do you know it's true? To ha-bereisha. O she-chatich ha-kula chutz erote. V'nafla yisav chulek. Al korchok b'nir ha-mairi. Lokin lo nas nevela lesa shara kadeiro. So to sefer, b'hochi mari, beautiful. The last few lines in Shach, ma shekosa b'shari surim, the mikom akom yesh v'ach me lesa rosa chatika, nire, tu svore sarav v'yatzmo. Because he's not sure, Rashi or the Ri. Adlin in shara kadeiro, lo rotsa l'hach me kevon, te b'la v'ochi yesh omim, Dormin and Chanan, Rakbosa, Bechola, Veduk. But over here, Rabosai, we have noted Shita, because the original Chatina remains us, according to the Mechaba Kuvav Sifalif, and the Ramos is Pshak Alokha, as opposed to the day which is Day of the Chuyah, which is quoted in Tzadi Beis. And he says there's a steer between one and the other, we pointed out last week. Come back again in a few minutes. Adkan, Rabosai, a very brief version of the Shach Yud Gimel. I'll just give you a tease in Rabbi Kiveg. I'm saying a tease, I'm not going to go into it because we have very short on time, Rabbi Osai. I'm planning on my schedule. I'm mapping it out, and I know what I just can't read everything, forgive me, but I just give you a tease. Look at Rabbi Kiveg on that shot. L'rotz al ha-hachna. What does that mean, L'rotz al ha-hachna? That means it's a sex figure, Rabbi Osai. What does that mean? Since according to the Ramah, you have a tzad the hokel of the Ri, and a tzad the hokel of Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ri Rabbeinu Ephraim, sex figure l'kula. What about Rashi and Rabbeinu Ephraim? Well, the Ramah Paskin, if you have a Rashi Rabbeinu Ephraim, how is that? How you have a case? That's Rabbi Kiveg. When we call God Lehebach, when a Mitzasa Berotev V'lo Nir B'Sof. Did nothing. Didn't do any near. What happened now? Crazy case. V'kol HaChatichos V'Berotev Lo Hoya Shishin Neged HaKolov. Didn't have 60. You took a piece out and you cook it. You want to say it's us. After the age of Svaros, one, Rashi Shita. Kotar Rashi Shita lo nasa shachatichas is in the first place. Because then if it's half in, half out, it's out. And two, Rabbeinu Ephraim. No, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Read Mitzar from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because Rove Paul's more like the Reed. But Rashi Rabbeinu Ephraim, low. Can I do the veggies, but kids and images, you gotta figure out the case on your own. This is Rabosai, a very beautiful chazara of the things we've been discussing until now. Narabosai. I find myself in a very interesting situation. We have an often a Gemara, which is addressed by two Gedolim, I think in an opposite direction. Let's see the Gemara inside together. And after you see the Gemara together, Rabbi Osai, you will explain to me if I'm seeing things right. Maybe I'm seeing things wrong. We have a Mefurish. It's a Gemara in two places, not just one place. In two separate places, this Gemara. The Gemara is found both on the Kuf and Beis in the very top, and on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. We already saw it on Kuf and Beis, I think, by five times. Let's turn to Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. We haven't really seen it so much. I don't remember anymore. Did we learn Kuf Ches Amud Aleph at all? I think we touched it, no? Did we? That's Chaz. That's Chaz in the beginning. I like the Chaz. Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. That's the only way. Mishnah. Tipas Cholam Shenofla Lachaticha. In Yeshba Benosan Tam, Bosachaticha, Osu. Nir as Akadera. In Yeshba Benosan Tam, Bosachadera, Osu. By doing near, you go all the way to the whole, you include the whole Kadera. We're skipping the first 10 lines we spoke about a long time ago. And picking up the famous Gemara. What did Gemara say? Rabbi Rachana says, Amar Rav, where are we? Amar Rav, Kevan Shenosin Tam Bechaticha, this is 5 lines after the Gemara, after the Mishnah. Chaticha Asin Asin Avela Vosev Skol Chaticha Kul Mei Shemina. Amar Zutra asks, what? Rav Yudim Ibn Minah Obotel? You argue with Rava? What did Rava say? Kol Shemina Mina B'dal Rachem, Salek Esmino K'misheino, Shemini Rav Elavu Mavatla. What do you mean to tell me? You're trying to tell me that Rav argues on Rava? Because according to Rava, should be mutter. Fret the Rashba. How can anybody in his right mind argue on Rava? What's the Havami? Malkin says no, it's not arguing. Amalei, eat enough of a rota raka. Hachanami, you're right. Salek. Hachanami Mayaskina. The novel Barotav Ovo. So it's Mamash Mimbimino Mamash. That's the Sukkot and Gemara on Av Kuf Ches. Frek the Rashba, you can look it up yourself, Rabbi Osai. Maybe we should put it up on the board. Binyamin will put you to work. Okay. That's the board is always good. The board. This is Rashba, Chulin, Kuf Ches, Omud Aleph, the Ramaschil E. Kuf Ches Omen Aleph Masl E. Tmi Ali. I'm reading it through. I'm first reading it. And we'll see it on the board later. Umi Ika Lemandi Omar Lo Arminan Salek Esmino Inyan Zeh. How can it be? How can you not say Salek? How can you not say Salek? It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. If you want to say it's all liquid, no. So then you can argue. They don't say Salek. Why? The fee. How you doing? Not doing well? The Rashba is willing to concede that if everything is liquid, perhaps we should not say Salek. That is willing to concede. And he explains to you why. Fi she b'shah she'nof ala yisu l'soch ha'heter, shumino, af al pi she'yesh shom she'eno mino, mikom akom, what's he want to say? He wants to say, you with me? Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph. Thank you. E. That's it. Oh, how big. It's beautiful. Have a look for E. There it is. E. Okay, good. Thank you. Let's read it again inside. A chazara inside. T'mi Ali, u'mi'ika l'man di'omar, l'arminin salek es minu b'nin zeh. If it's all liquid, okay, you can understand it. Why? L'arminin, why? Here's the reason. A, which is also fell into Bucha's mutter, Shumino, Afal Pish Yesham She'eno Mino, at the same time, Mikomakom, Rehu Motsi Min Miyad of Messiah of Chosem in there, Mishakol Chosem Guf Echot. Go. You have your expression, Motsi Minas Mino? It's a totally different context. Who's on the Daf Yomi? It comes up in completely different areas in Shabbos. No? No such Gemara? I want to test you. Whatever it is. But that's maybe it's later on. So but that Matzah minis mino is an expression in modern Hebrew. I'll only say it as a joke, Rabbi Osai, but it's a sad story. There were people who were upset with certain rabbanim. One rabbi they considered to be an apokaris. Another rabbi, they thought he was really on their side. He became too friendly with the other side. So the Torah kind of said, Matzah minis mino. Get the joke? They're both a min. He's an apokaris, he's an apokaris. So this is an expression which is used many places, but even as sad situations, as jokes, sad jokes. Here's an expression. Motzi esmino miad. Okay? You can understand why you wouldn't want to say salad. Or, chatichas nevela shasur machmas atzma. Shenafla agabi chatichas heter upoletis ha'asura betocha ksheira b'loch holachas rotem. Okay? I can see you don't say salad. Avalkan shechatichas u shabola amino yisur. She omedes besocha rot of the atzma. Vachatichos aheta omedes besocha rot of the atzman. There are many pieces of meat. The only way they can get together is through what conduit? To what? Through what, Rabosi? Help me. Through what? Through the rotev. How can you say the one doesn't exist? Impossible. The yesh of the chatichos is of the flok is the as iser elai de rotev. Kemosha marna lamala. What's the famous expression? Ein balua, finished expression. Yotze, help me out. Mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. That's what we pass along with this Rashba, we said earlier. So it can only get from A to B through the rotev. So obviously there's an Eino Minu around. How can you not say Salek? Crazy. Heich nema bo Salek es Minu lo Arminu velo kodem shabolu chaticha sehetem mene chaticha asura kvon es badu toch a rotev shen Amino. V'yev shal itstare f'ima. It's time ima liyisur. The gabi yevshu she yivlu achatichas and let them be achatichas yisur. Alei day rotev. For rotev ain't a minu. In kenim sal kova del chuliyama kvon is battle yisur tocha hete bitul gomu kodu she yase mehak this battle b'shen a minu. Hey chav shal esur achatichas hete she yitztav achatichas yisur esur shen a minu. It's ridiculous. Otu. Yim nofel yayin nesu pesof mayim. Vin is battle tamabo. V'chakach nafabo yayin kosher shema isur choza v'neya. What, are you crazy? I have wine, trefle wine, gets mixed into 100 times water. Now I put in kosher wine. It's going to make it worse? It's going to make it worse? Because the min will combine together, and now the percentage of water to wine went down from 100%, 100 times to 50 times. And everybody was mutter. What, are you crazy? The Rashi is crazy? I'm going to be a Havamina that they don't know from Rava. Yes?
I understand. Isn't it just simply that, meaning if you have a lot of pieces of meat in it, so then the leos from the piece will get to the meat before it gets through all of the rotev to be
the body? Oh, that's going through some of the rotev.
Yeah, but it's not.
All right, it goes to some of the rotev. That's already a Havamina. That's his kash. It's a great kash. Plus, you don't say Hanan unless Kibla Tamina Isur. That's the before Shemot Av Kuf. Look what he's saying, amazing terrors. B'shem Anoma, Tocha b'shem Mechel shal Chatichos Haheter hu, sheyesh b'soch harotev. Hear what's going on? He's talking about not the... There's another conduit. The conduit is the juice of chatichas heter that are submerged into the soup. Ukshepolta chatichas ha'iser ha'mechel shalom motzi min esmino l'madam asalik l'armina l'fi she'ein berotev levatel mechel kol ha'chatichas. In other words, the rotev is enough to mevatel the chatichas themselves, but not the juice within the chatichas. Well, the ficha kol harotev nesar from the juice of the chatichas, kam kol chatichas asuris, ficha kolzer hamechal, the juice, the nilim chatichas aheter, v'nesu kul. That's the havam, it's not a maskanim. It's the havamina that somebody can come along and say against Rav. How can it be? If you take only three items, namely, the chatichas iser, the chatichas heter, and the soup, no way. There's a fourth player. What's the fourth player? The meat juice that's in the meat right now. The meat juice in the meat right now that gets, someone gets mixed into the rotev, that's going to be the wild card, which is going to throw everything off. The maskana, presumably we don't hold this way. That's the habit. Adkan divrei harashba. Fascinating. 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 Rabbosai, who has a Shulchan Aruch, either the green or any other card? But I like you to look. I think it's printed in most Shulchan Aruch, the ones now, between Hilchos Basar B'Cholov and Hilchos Tarumas. In between. In between. Between Sadi Zayin and Sadi Ches. I think you'll find something there. Tell me if you find anything. In your green book, between, what do you have anything there? What do you have between Sadi Zayin and Ches? Anything there? Nothing? That's correct. Sicha lehilchos terus. By whom? Not by me. The Prima Gadim, Rabosai. Please look in Shara Tarubas, that's what it's called. It's called Shar Gimel. The total of three Sharim. It's only three Sharim. Shar Gimel, Perek Aleph. Please turn. Shar Gimel, Perek Aleph. Cool. Chelik Ashlish. Chelik Gimel. Anyone with me so far? Who hasn't found it yet? Right? If you haven't found it yet, I'm going to wait till you find it. You should all have it. What page is it on in your green? Your green.
Page.
No page numbers in? Maybe. I can't even tell you what page it's on.
It's from the start of it, it's two pages in.
But it does say Sharash. It says Chelik Shlishi. It says there on top?
The Beard
Brahm Shalom and Pete Moshishim. That's right.
Yeah.
Peregrishan, it says. Right, you have paragraphs, so just go to Perek Sheni. You have the paragraphs?
Yeah.
Good, very good. Nista Pakti, paragraph 3. Nista Pakti, Chatzi Zayis Pesach Shchuta, Vachatzi Zayis Pesach Nevela, Shenafle L'Shloshim Zayisei Yerobos. You have Shloshim or Shishim? What do you have there?
Shishim.
Oh, on my side it says it's supposed to be Shloshim.
It says after the Shishim,
put it front side.
Oh.
And right.
Shloshim, right. Okay, I min haTorah aser or mutter min after the rabbanan. Can you imagine this? From one extreme to the other, maybe aser min daraisa or mutter even min the rabbanan. Mi amrina kevin sheish shishim neged chatzis zayis iser. Sure, that's what I would say. You have 60 times in the potatoes times the piece of trefa meat. Oh, Dilma, no. Kevin the achshav atam baser nirgash. You taste meat in the potatoes. True, the source of the meat taste is only half from kosher meat and half from trefa meat. But so what? We should attribute the taste to all the meat together. And therefore you're tasting trefa meat. End of that paragraph. Can we barley machza or rov iser? Harel koponim, nirgash or toim, tamayis. Even though, had it only been for that iser, you would have been butled with b'shishim. But you have the time of Heter also. What's it din? What taka the din? Shava din darais, sir. Din darais. A din darais. What do you do? What's his din? What in fact is the din? End of that paragraph. End of the paragraph. The very last line of that paragraph before the ayin. V'ha disalek mino kemisha eno. Oh, Rabosai. Now the Prima Gadol wants to say, how can anybody in his right mind say Salik? The Rashi asked, how can anyone in his right mind disagree with Salik? And the Prima Gadol is saying, how can anyone in his right mind accept Salik? Why? You have two minimum identical value, so you take the Eino Mino, you're tasting both. So according to this tzad that he had, it's also Daraisi, you're tasting both. We don't say you only... He only consider half the taste because half is coming from a kosher source. No! That was a schakir at the beginning. Isn't this fascinating? He wants to say the other way around. And he never backs out from the assumption. You know what he gets out by saying? Yeshlomar tam ki'ika derabbanan derovah. Oshati Rutz. Can you believe it? The exact opposite of the Rashba. The Rashba said, how in heaven's name could it not be mutter? It's the Doichak Teretz, the Mechel, and the Rotev. He says the Prima Gadol, according to one side of his Chakira. How in heaven's name could it be? Oh, well, slow again. The Rashi says, how in heaven's name could it be Asur? I'm sorry. So you have a Doichak Teretz. He says, how can it be Mutter? Because if you attribute the taste in the soup to both the equal amount of kosher and treif, so maybe you should consider it to be treif for taste, and it's not batel b'shishim. So the answer is in a chanavi, but tamki is the rabbanu called the rabbi. So chiddush. What the rabbi saying? Kuf ches amanal. Can't bring a raya from basa b'chalav. But it's true anyway. No? What did Tosfos say on Kuf ches amanal? We spoke about this a long, long time ago. What did it say? Right. Over over there, which was the Torah, the Chuya Bi'alahu, the Behachalek of the Melech, Avotam Kigar is having the Raisa. And the Rabbi doesn't necessarily disagree, but that's the Prima God was forced to say based on his assumption. Wow. Wow. Some want to say, Rabbi Osai, it is Zebezagorein. Remember that? It's on the Prima. Oops. It's on the Prima. It's kind of a Zebezagorein. It's half tasting kosher, half tasting treif. And a treif by itself couldn't do it, so therefore it's mutter, which means they're arguing with the prima donna's fundamental assumption, which is what I would have said. I just want to show you the greatness of our chachamim. They can argue in opposite directions on the same exact point. Okay, Rabosai. Now we continue in the Gemara, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and now we, for the first time, attacking these words head on, sort of tiptoed around them. Let's get right to the heart of the matter. Care about science? Let's go. This is new stuff. Umay kosova. I kosova efshel softo mutter. We already saw that quote in Tosfos Kuf, such a madavar exists. Chaticha may nasas nevela. What's chana? Ela kosova efshel softo asur. And who fought this one out? Oh, it's a well-known fight. Rav Chini, Rav Yochanan, the army after the Sochto, us, Shmuel Rish Lakish, Shmuel Rish Rabbi Rish Lakish, say after the Sochto is mutter. Period. Rabosa, how would you paskin if you had these three lined up? On one side, it's a 3-on-3. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rav Yochanan. On the other side, Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi, and Rish Lakish. How do you paskin Rav against Shmuel in Isurim? How do you paskin Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish? So it should be a no-brainer. How should we pass him? What? Usur. That's what everybody says. Ramban, that's when the Rif had a fancy footwork where we shouldn't pass him this way. You can look it up yourself. I don't want to go into it right now. Remember the Ramban asked... Did we discuss this last week? I thought I read it to you inside. No? Ramban. We didn't see this? Ramban asked, how come the Rif omitted the sugya? We didn't see that yet? Okay. I'm taking a timeout. Rabbi, I'll say for a minute. A timeout. This is very important. Allah Halamayis, how we pass him. And let's take a look for a minute and see how he paskin, why the Rif left the sword. So the Ramban, keep one hand there in the Gemara Kuf Ches, and one hand in the Ramban, in the Milchamas Hashem. Bosai, the Milchamas Hashem is found on page, in my print, it's page Kuf Hei. In the old print, it's Lamid Vov. The Balamor took a side swipe against the Rif, not a head-on swipe, a side swipe. Harif Zalo, his scheme is at Klum. The Rif omitted the sugar completely. Why leave it out? So the Ramban is here to defend the Rif, why left it out? Three separate and distinct defenses. Rabbi Osai, I'm going to read through it. Everyone has to have the place, though. You don't have the place, I can't read. You have to have the place. Look inside your Ramban. If you have my print, it starts Atta on page Kufhei. The old print, I can't help you exactly where it is, but if someone can find it and tell everyone else where it is, the word ato, ayin, tuf, hey. It's a new paragraph, maybe some kind of punctuation. If you're lucky, it once in a while is a period, even in the old Ramban, once in a yovel, they put it in a period.
Ato, not
so. Yeah, where is it?
It's in the, I don't know.
Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, yeah.
It's in the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph.
Column.
Halfway down on the first, on the right-hand column.
Halfway on the first, Atta.
And there's two dots.
There are two dots. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, they have some punctuation, at least in some editions. Good. Atta Navzal, the Dakhtik, the Divrei Rabbeinu, the Rif. Lama Hishmita. Shreinu Tzrichim, the Divrei Rav. Lilmo Din Chaticha At Menas Nevela. La Tzrichan Shir Kedei Levat. Let's stand. In other words, you're right. The Rav held like a Yudah, maybe we don't pass that way, but you needed to tell you you need 60 times B, not just A. The O, to make matters worse, Shakosav Divrei Rabba Barbaruna, Ksheheim Misharin, Misharin Barotiv, Vekibah Vachatichos. Ta'ama lo meninin chaticha atzva b'shiurin. Prepare the shalom. It's not just the riff left all sug out. By the way, if you look at our print, the riff, it's there, but in parentheses. Some later copyist put it in. All the old gedolim had it was omitted in the riff. All he had was that one line after the Mishnah. What did he have? Dorasha b'babahuna chatichas nevela. Rav Dorash Amoritz, you're wrong. And Rav riffs and say, you're right. Because he quoted Rav Abahuna, didn't quote the written word Rav. How can it be? The first answer. V'shem Adasa Rav lifts up, no, lifts up. Efshel Sokhto Mutter. Aye, he kept the lineup. Same, the lineup doesn't work out. The Afal Gav, the Rav Yochanan, by the Shmuel Rish Lakish, Halacha Kavasayu. Yeah. Who's the third man? Rabosai, I mean, in camp, we have some of these 3-on-3s. Have these two, you know, very strong players. They're going to win for sure. The other guy has two Shvacha players. But the third guy is, I don't know what word to use today. The third guy is, who's a star these days in the NBA? The third guy is who? LeBron. Who's LeBron? LeBron. LeBron. The third guy is LeBron. So Nafka Mina, who the other two guys are? So my Nafka Mina. That's what he says. Even though Rab beats Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan beats Shlokish, who's the third man together with the Shlokish and with Shmuel? Who's the third man? Oika Rabbi Shimon Berebi. Tuhu Chacham, what's the Gemara Ksubis? Rav Kuf Gimel, Rabbi Yamad Ben Shas Tiroso, Shimon Beni Chacham. Oh, he beats everybody. Him Shmuel Ver Shlokish, yeah. And let's not forget Rabbi Rav Huna. He's also not chopped liver. Kavasayim. Okay? So therefore, we should paskin like them. Paskin like them. Inu itukmu. Kichidoi, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, the Rebbe, the Kaimel and Alach, Rebbe Mechavei Rov, Alach Mechavei Rov, and therefore we're going to pass them the Eshel Sof that was Mutter. More that, the Rebbe Nirin Itma, he didn't pass them for sure like Rabbi Yehuda, but Nirin. Eshel V'Nochon U'Apsak Azeh, El Shanu Chochachin L'Hokal B'Yisur. How do you like this? Pshat and Reb Riff, he passed the Eshel Sof to Mutter. Wild! He's only afraid to say it. As if it's just a matter of text, he would say it, but you know, his own kitchen, it's Mrs. Ramban wouldn't let him into the kitchen if he said there's no Chanan even in Bosom B'Cholot. Moshe, she'd call him. I'm sure she'd call my first name. She'd call him Ramban. Moshe, get out of my kitchen. Get out of my kitchen. You're coolest. Like, I get thrown out of my kitchen with my coolest. Ramban always gets thrown out of the kitchen with the coolest. Moshe, she'd tell him, out of my kitchen. I don't trust your coolest. Emshul Lesof to Mutta. Come on. No one accepts you. Okay? But he wants to shout the riff that way. Good. Number two. V'yesh omrim shloshamanu chanan ela ledivrei omrim mimimino blabotel. Who said this? Who's this Yesha? Who is it? Who said this? Come on, you should maybe sit in the Maram HaKomis. You know who said this? The Ravid and the Rambam says this. That chanan is only called the Yudah who holds min bimino lo botel avo divrei omrim botel. Ain't no Sarah Salah Bashir Isa Shanimlaba. He quotes the Tamura Dafi Beis again. That's what he says. Amazing Kiddush. What's the reason for this amazing Kiddush? Vatai gives you a reason. Hatam was that. Look what he says. Shekevon Sheaina had the royal of Vatalessa Isser. I feel like Shemit Star from Heter Acher Kokon de Rabiuda. Lo Arminon Salek also. Kimi Sheaino. Ela mitzdarev imo iser shlo yibotel afil nesem b'mashu kachdino kavol shamarnu. Ha ha! Remember that the Rambana argued with the Rabbi Tam and the Rabbi Nefraudo said that kevash osim tam is dafka. He said it's lav dafka. That's what we said before in the Ramban on the very top of this column. Just for those who have our edition, otherwise it's before the Ata. Vuadin below no sentam gomur kidaparishis labaye. And why did he say no sentam? Because typically one and one is the sinas tam. Don't think it's lav dafka. Fine. Teda, he's trying to prove the rabbit is right. Shafilu betchila ein hetero ella. Turn the page if you have my edition. Mishum darminon rowen es a heter kimisheno. That's the base of the heter. Uman the less they rowen asar hilchach benesar tchila hakol modem the law minon rowen. This is all the Rebbe min the mino. It's all called the Abuda. But the min the Rebbe min the mino batel. Mivatel heta shebechaticha atzma kefi aror levatel ben mevin meishen amino veror litzdarif who vilu near mitchila hayom litzdarif im shar had even near mitchila hayom litzdarif im shar heta le mivatel ma'yisu. Yes, that's certainly true. Af bishlon near ela besov mitzdarif from mivatel vlo arminan called olim gvar. Rabosi, we're supposed to have a mitzvah this year. That base they call it one of a master tosis. Call Olam Gvar. If anyone asks you, do you learn? Yeah, sure, we don't call Olam Gvar. Sure, we don't call Olam Gvar. Okay. Rabban quoted over here. We're connection above a Metzia. What would call Olam Gvar mean? Whoever's stronger and grabs it first wins. The Rabban is giving away his hand. This is above a Metzia thing. The once the first person is called Olam Gvar, the second guy can't take spinach and beat him up and get it back. Popeye. Doesn't work. Once the first guy got it, it's his. See, here too. What Chanan mean? Kol Dolim Gvar. That the first Yisra gave taste into the first piece of Heter. So that's Kol Dolim Gvar. The Yisra wins, makes this Usr. And now that it spreads out thin, it remains Usr. What's Kol Dolim Gvar? What is this? A free-for-all in the marketplace of Schneimops and Metallus fell in the street? A boat? It's one of the new yachts that came out of Woodsburg and people are fighting over it? And then one of them wants it, probably wrecked anyway, probably shipwreck all of them. But when the two guys are fighting over, call them Gvar, that's okay, it's a Huar boat. It's my boat, it's my boat. Some gallows humor, Rabbo, so that's what I'm talking about. Says the Heilige Ramban, Sof Dina Ketchilas Dina. Shehilu Metchilo Yoshama Yomavatan Mesa Yisla Barov. The Kevno Tzrich and the Mema Salek Asmino Amina Da Adrabba. Motza Min Heter Veneer. Sherol it's time for Bem Tchil Bem Besof Umiyat Nesa Vekeim Shemotza Tzir Fachaver of Neor. And that's all in the Fich Heshbin. What a great shot in the Ravid. Sof Tzir Ketchil Azin. How's it called Olam Gvar? Meiridik. 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 Only problem with this shot, it's great for Shari Sur. What about Bosa B'Cholop? He'll get Mikol. Next paragraph. Almost done. Mikol makom, if you had das tzorach erabenu lichtov din chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and you bosa b'cholof, lomar shetzricha kula lishar. If you bosa b'cholof, Rabosai, you would require everything, right? That should mention for that purpose. Maybe the rivet holes, you don't even say it by bosa b'cholof, Rabosai. That's the next line. The next line, Rabosai. Zehoin k'sava harayvin zah basogis. The im ze emes that applies even by bosa b'cholov. I'm skipping a few lines. We'll get to it later. Nizdaka rabbeinu agadu b'mashiv chivavnu also l'kos for the rav. Because the whole thing, even by bosa b'cholov, he's suggesting is na halacha l'maisa according to the opinions that reject Rabbi Yehuda. Again, I skipped a little bit. We'll have to come back. The ein dvar b'chuvarim. That's really a stretch. That's too much. Meilim shari sur, but bosa b'cholov. Ulefichach esh lachush. Shem alo eshmita rabbeinu zal ela neshe ein divrei rav kemosha nemru halach. The way rav phrased it, we can't accept it. It goes to Rabbi Yehuda lo bata. We don't pass it that way. Afal pi sheyesh lilmo mehen shetzarech shir keyotiba. He should have quoted the riff should have quoted rav not for rav's own statement, but to teach for us who paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, the need shishim connect everything. He left it out. He left it out, Rabbi Osai. He left it out. Because he can't quote it verbatim. Can't quote it verbatim. Ah, he quoted Rabba Bar Barhuna. Umashakos, Rabba Bar Barhuna. Achintos, Tav, Arod, Bechatilas. B'shinir, V'kisa, Mitchila. K'sav, Liatza. He's talking about a case of Nir Mitchila. You have to say that, otherwise it's going to be a raya against what the opinion of Rab, which we accept in other cases. Adkan, we did the Rambam, we only left out one shtikala. Can you possibly go to the Ravid Mamish? You don't even say Chanabas Becholov because you don't accept Mimbimina. That the Ramban is in paragraph. Mikol, he doesn't like it at the end. We'll have to try to come back. Adkan, we took a little bit of a detour of Hosai. Now we're back to this issue of Efshel Asofta on the Gemara and of Kuf Ches Amud Av. Rabosai, Kuf Ches Amud Av. We already said before that according to Shitas Rashi and Tosis, we'll see it with Farish now, let's see it in Tosis. Efshel Asofta Amud Pirish Diyevit. In Nisrat HaIsur V'Nisbatel Muteres Im HaChaticha Shekvon Eseres. Everything is mutter. Efshel Asofta Mutter means everything is mutter. A is Isser. A gave taste into B. Now B gives is diffused into C. Not only is C mutter, but even B is mutter. So says the Tosis. That's shot in the words. Efshel Asofta Mutter. You can squeeze things out of B. B will return to become permissible. That's how we interpreted the words. Efshel Asofta Mutter. What does Efshel Asofta also mean? What does it mean? What does Efshel Asofta also mean? It means that what? That B remains usser forever. Forever. Forever and ever and ever. Forever. And therefore, not only is B usser forever, but B is going to ask to C up to 60 times its total volume. Okay? Rashi Ikasava. Five lines up. Huter Gamarishan. Meshe Nifler Issa Mimenu. Beferish. Rashi is like Tosis. But Rashi is like Tosis. Beferish. Fine. Now, Rabosai, the question then becomes, are Hanan and Efshel Asofta identical? At first glance, they're identical according to Rashi and Tosis. Why they're identical? Let's put up our thick finger up for a second. Watch my thick finger. If you say Efshel Asofta Mutter, what does that mean? That piece B can go back to its original state of head. You can squeeze out the Yisr from it. How can you say Chaticha Nasa Nevela? The Vela can never become Mutter, Rabosai. It was shechted improperly. Here it become Mutter again indicates that really wasn't Nevela. Fakir, Rabosai. If Efshel Asofta also, what does that mean? You squeeze everything out. You squeeze every last bit out. Every last bit out, as Rashi explained, then Rabosai, obviously the original piece is not an avela, and if Efshel Asofta Osur, then obviously the original piece is an avela. So it's like a redundancy. What do you ask? If this, then that. It's Hainoach. Who asked this question? The Ran. We only have a few more minutes to discuss the Shir. Let's just see what the Ran says, Rabosai. A few more minutes. And then we'll stop the shiur, and we'll continue with the Shem tomorrow with the Tosis Tipa, with the Shach in Tzadi Beis Gimel, and other very significant sources. Let's first turn to the Ran. Rabosai, the Ran. The Ran tackles his problem, Rabosai, head on. Head on. He doesn't beat around the bush, the Ran. He goes right to it. This is the Ran, end of the 8th parak, Rabosai. He wants to know, this is like an absurdity. If you say this, it's a Hainoach. Let's take a look. He quotes Rashi at length. It's in bold. You know, the bold means a quote of Rashi. And he comments up thereupon on page Kuf Chav Zion on top, which in the old print is Mem Gimel Amud Beis. After the Vigar Sinan in big bold, the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, it's all a quote of Rashi. And then he says, V'dvarav Tzrichim Perish L'Pirusha. To L'chora Mashma, the Dovido Achasi, Vilo Holo Kaimaho, Ubichiagabno, Heichi Shayach Lemema, Amai, the Eka Sova Efshel Asofta Mutter, Vadai the Srile de Chaticha Nasmanas in the Vela, Vlu Efshel Malavachi. It's Hainoach, it's like a ridiculous question. You say, what am I asking the question? If you hold Efshel Asofta Mutter, why is Hanan? Right? The words mean you don't say Hanan. The most kashas is such a shver. The language is so difficult. Right? I'll say, I have a big kash. If today is Sunday, why isn't it Monday? What kind of crazy question is that? It's Sunday, it's not Monday. It's a potential Shaila. What do the words mean? The old, continues the Ram. Maish nahoba de daikinon, mandam achaticha nas nevela, isfile efshla sof to muta, olo velo daikinon hachi, beperiket anoshe, daf kuf. Rabosai, we don't daf kuf. And daf kuf, the phrase, efshla sof to, is AWOL. Absent without leave. It's not found. Why isn't that phrase found in Daf Kuf? Tremendous kasha. Uvazeh ef shalomar. To answer that second kasha, the hosam ishun demin b'minahu lo tzrichina l'tama de ef shalosof tawasa. Why? The kevah de mishun mino nesa afilu tin shalomar the ef shalosof taw mutter li olam hu asur. The oser kol achatichas. Why? Kevan shachaticha shenis arva ba ha iser betchila lo haiser uya lahalos afilu gedola kama. Initially, that piece would, no matter how many thousands of pieces you put add onto it, it's going to remain oser because min b'mina lo batal even be'elef. Avabosu b'chol of shalom b'minahu meat and milk. The kevan shariba olav bidinhu she mutter. Why? Kevishin is batal acholov bishalo b'mino. Shari af achaticha ilu hoise gedola hoise mevatelas acholov v'sof dina ketchilas dina. Who heard that phrase before? Sof dina ketchilas dina. Ran's phrase. Right? The Ran's phrase. So therefore, if it becomes mutter at the end, we shouldn't say chanan either. Ella kevah the efshel asofto osur afilu basar nasa yisun achas atzmo v'yosu kol achatichos mishem min b'mino shum demand yom efshel asofto osur eini sura shal basar b'nei cholav shabo shari afilu nischa nimeno cholav legamri osur shekach amru torah shekol basar nisbashu b'cholav yosun achas atzmo v'fichach lo huskar efshel asofto osur omutur v'lebasar b'cholav b'lvat because when it comes to what? When it comes to Shari Surim, we're discussing Min Bimino. Who needs Evshul Asof Tawasr? Even if it's Mutter, it should still be, even if it's, excuse me, if Evshul Asof Tawasr is Mutter, it's still going to be Chanan and to make it Mino to Asa Bekoshu. Why? I repeat again the Ran's expression. Kemen Shechaticha Shinis Arba Boha Isim Betchila, Lo Hoyser Uyo Lahalos Afilu Gedol Lakama. And therefore, asked b'mino b'shaito, and too bad. In other words, what you said before, Matt. You said before. Now that it got diffused or it got liquefied, so the status is going to change. Very, very nice. But if you hold, it's considered to be min b'mino, and an asad originally min b'mino. I don't care if it becomes mutter later on. It's too little, too late. Too little, too late. So therefore, the Gemara didn't have to say efshel asof to aser back on daf kuf, only on daf kuf ches in the context of. Bosa b'cholov. Ulefizeh nireh. She'ein chaticha atzma nasis nevela ela o b'isr sh'nes l'nachas mino o b'bosa b'cholov. Oh! This is like Rabbeinu Ephraim with a small caveat. Min b'mino. V'lesa. It's against the Yerushalmi that we spoke about last week. Greece said truma sh'nes bashum gadashim chulin and mefurish Yerushalmi. Mefurish Yerushalmi. And not only that, he recants what he said earlier. It's our last point for today. End of the paragraph Lefi before Lefichach. Umashika Safti Gam came. The Chaticha Shenes Seres Mishamino. Afilu no Mevshel Asof to Muta Amina Bo the Chaticha Atz Manasa Tevela Atzuch Shishim Bekula Shenemino. Ain't a Mechub. I don't like it. I said it before. I don't really like it. No, so why don't you say Evshel Asof to Bakadav Kuf? And the first question still remains straight through. It's synonymous terms. So what do you mean, if it's today's Sunday, it's not how I was it Monday. If you say Evshel Asofto, also why we want to Chanan. Is this Hainoach? These are the questions which the Ran leaves us with. Rabbi said tomorrow's another day. Siyata will start with Lefichach tomorrow. The Siyata Shemaev time to dive in Mincha now. If you wait up, see this guy's to Asher, even according to Max's time, my Zman on the Hachma, it's still going to be time. But if you ask me, it was time 3 minutes ago. I'm sorry, I'm going over time. Okay, Rabbi Osei. Ready? There you go. Oh, so yeah, I have to kneel? Also that? Okay, so no, I'm taking one. I have a password.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I was wondering this in Shir, but now that we're talking about it even more so, if you...
Huda, when are you leaving? 10 minutes? Maybe I should go with you. Car's here. I'll go myself. I'm thinking about gas or something.
You know.
No, at the end of the day, I have to.
No,
I'll go myself.
Yeah.
I hope the gas... When's the gas going to come back? Anybody know?
Yesterday, there was a line down Broadway and...
Oh, Ben! We're still talking about the gas on the sun. They hear this tape in 50 years. They say, whoa, they're talking about gas?
Cold War.